Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. It's a Friday, which means we have the usual Friday fare of all-weather action in Ireland at Dundalk. And my name is Mark Walton, and we have the usual man on the line to preview the action as well. Andy Holding, how are you, sir?
All right, yeah, pretty good, thanks, Mark.
Good. What do you make of Dundalk this evening, Andy?
Competitive, but hopefully the figures will start working out. It's a bit unlucky the other night. I only managed to find one win. I think I had 5 seconds. So I hope I don't get a repeat, although they all ran quite well, which means that the numbers are beginning to start to settle down, which has been the case for the last 2 or 3 meetings when there's been so many imponderables. But yeah, there's quite a few that have all got good speed figures that they've generated in the last month or so. So hopefully we can do better than get 5 seconds.
Yeah, knocking on the door. Hopefully it will open this evening, something like that. Anyway, right. Yeah. Let's get stuck in.
You were looking for the right cliche then, weren't you?
I was, yeah. I was going to go with a crossbar, and then I was going knocking on the door. I didn't know which to go with in the end.
No. Yeah. Crossbars and splinters and all that kind of
stuff. Yeah, well, all that happened is we're knocking on a splintered door or something, I don't know. Anyway, let's get on with it, Andy. The first race is the 5:45. We start with a nursery over 6 furlongs, and the betting this morning is headed by Beauty's Forte, who's 2-1, 9-4 for Lady Mega, and Carso Du Lago is 7-2. It's then 15-2, barring those three. Do you think it concerns the top three in the betting there?
Yeah, spot on. Yeah, bookmakers have expected or are expecting Beauty Forte to turn around the form with Carso Du Lago. And that's pretty much the way I see it. I actually tipped Brutus Fort that evening on the 11th of October because I was in the studio that night. And I thought he was a bit unlucky, really. He just took a long, long time for the penny to drop. He was kind of learning on the job, as it were. And Johnny Murch was trying to give him as sympathetic a ride as possible, but at the same time still try and win. And unfortunately, he just came unstuck as Carso Du Lago just outstayed him in the latter stages. But it was a good race, the figure was good, and I think with a little bit more track craft and a bit more know-how, which he's gleaned from that race, might be the difference to turn the form around. So I'll go with Beauty's Fort, but that's not saying that I don't think Lady Mega's got a good chance because she's in good nick, and obviously Edmund Lynham's getting a good tune out of Carso Du Lago as well. It's a tough race to start.
Yeah, tricky race to start with. On to the 6:15, it doesn't get too much easier in this one. 7 furlong handicap. Have a Nice Day is the favourite this morning, and went close here over this course and distance on Wednesday. Over a mile, wasn't it, on Wednesday. Previous course and distance winner, though. Competitive, Andy, but do you think Have a Nice Day could go one better this evening?
I think so, yeah. He's probably one of the better bets on this card this evening. His last two figures have both been really good on my numbers. He did a 78 behind He's Our Music and Alvar, and then he ran to exactly the same figure the other night behind the inform mare Rose Angel. But both of those two performances have come from when he's been drawn very, very wide. It's always difficult in 7 furlong mile races at Dundalk to win from the outside post. Stall 13, and lucky for some, has definitely been the case with Sabrina Harty's 3-year-old. So he's done really well to get involved into the races, let alone do so well and finish 4th and 2nd respectively. If it wasn't for that wide draw the other day, he might have beaten Rose Angel, and that would have been a very good return, because, like I say, she's in fantastic nick at present. Drawn in stall 5 tonight gives Ronan Whelan a much better chance of getting this horse into a good rhythm around the inside rather than using up so much energy early on. And hopefully tonight he'll stick a 1 in front of that 2, which he achieved the other night.
Okay, on to the third race, the 6:45. This is an EBF maiden over a mile, and Magnolia Beach has been nibbled at the top of the betting, 11-10 into even money at the time of recording. Second here on debut, over 7 furlongs, staying on late in the day. The step up to a mile, therefore, should suit. Well bred as well, this son of footsteps in the sand. What do you make of the favourite here, Andy?
I thought it was a really good effort first time out. He was very well fancied. He was well backed in the morning. I think he was double figures into around about 4-1 as the gates opened. And unfortunately, he never really gave himself a chance to justify that market support in his direction, albeit he ran with a great deal of promise. You know, he should be good enough with that run under his belt, given normal improvement to beat the other two main market rivals, the two fillies, Princess Glamour and Princess Perlita. They're both showing decent form on the turf, but haven't really probably scaled the heights or likely to scale the heights of Magnolia Beach. He's sure to reach. And I really like this horse. He's got a lovely, flowing, easy action, which will be suited to the all-weather surface, as you quite rightly pointed out. And hopefully he'll justify good support again tonight, as you said, even money with William Hill. I think this horse might just go off a shade of odds on, and he rates my nap of the night tonight in the 6:45.
Okay, Magnolia Beach then, the nap selection of Andy Holding at Dundalk this evening. On to the fourth race on the card. This is at 7:15, and this one is an apprentice handicap over a mile. Nine of them in the lineup. Andy, who'd you like for the 7:15?
Well, I think his horse is Alvar, Mickey Halford's five-year-old. He's won three times here at this track, two over the course and distance. He's got a good kid on the back of him as well. This Damien Meal is definitely catching the eye. I think he's well worth the £7 that he takes off this horse. Nicely drawn. Comes here off the back of a good run last time out behind the inform. He's Our Music, saying a good speed figure race. And he also ran well towards the back end of last campaign, so he might have just needed that run. If he's you know, anywhere near the form he was this time last year, he's going to take all the beating. He has been priced up accordingly, however, and maybe they want to take him on with or look for a little bit of value each way alternatively. His happy anniversary, Russ Donahue's 7-year-old mare, was in fantastic nick in 2012 on the turf. She rather lost her way, but has dropped down in the weight significantly enough for her to win last time out in the hands of this very, very useful apprentice, which I've been banging on about for the last month or so, Tom Madden. And I want to definitely stay with Tom when he's got a fancy ride. He got a real good tune out of this mare last time out to beat two informed horses that both went into the race well fancied, Marl, and of course the informed Rose Angel, who's justified that run with a good couple of runs and a win subsequently. So I think the form's okay. She stays really well. She clearly loves Dundalk. And with that excellent lad on board, Tom Madden, hopefully she can at least finish in the first race. So happy anniversary. If you can get an each-way price, that would be the way I play the 7:15.
Okay, on to the 7:45 next, and this is race 5, and this is division 1 of this mile and a quarter handicap. Ned's Indian is the favourite as we record this in the morning at 5-2. Has plenty in his favour, but drawn 11, that could be a bit tricky, couldn't it, Andy?
Yeah, it could be, yeah. On recent form, it certainly looks between Ned's Indian and TJB, and out of the two, I'd prefer the latter name, TJB, who clearly loves the all-weather. His two best career runs have both come here at Dundalk when he's finished third and second respectively. That runner-up spot came here the other night 2 days ago, and it was a really good race as well. There was lots of in-palm, panted horses in that finale. He was running at a good tempo, travelled really well in the race, came through to win, and just couldn't quite get the better of Traveller's Tales, who got first run. But there were 4.5 lengths clear of the rest, and I think that form is just a standout piece of form here. I know this horse hasn't won a race in 20 starts, but I wouldn't read too much into that. It's not as if the horse is a dodgepot. It's just been racing on the turf, which it clearly doesn't like. It's by Street Cry, so this all-weather surface is definitely going to be its game. And hopefully, you know, can go one place better. This is definitely a much weaker than race than the other night that TJB took part in. So that class drop can be the key or the green light to this horse finally winning.
Okay, on to the 8:15 next race, 6 on the card. It's Division 2 of this mile and a quarter handicap. And the betting for this one is headed by Hangar 5, who got off the mark over this course and distance last time. His first win at the 31st attempt, produced with a well-timed time challenge on that occasion. Well, good ride. What do you make of the chance of the favourite? I mean, after so long without a win, is he likely to follow up?
Yeah, that's a problem, isn't it? Yeah, with a horse like that, you know, once they win, have they got the confidence enough to go and do it again, or was it a bit of a flash in the pan? Certainly they've booked Joseph O'Brien to suggest that they fancy this horse again tonight. He's very closely matched on their run in similar races with Hawkswood. They both ran on the 18th of October and both ran in almost identical races to each other on the figures. So I don't think there's going to be a great deal between these two tonight, certainly at the weights anyway. I'd slightly prefer Hawkswood, who, if you like, blotted his copybook for the first time at Dundalk, and that would be very, very harsh because he did still run quite well in finishing fourth. There was just an air of expectation surrounding this horse's chance that probably lent him to be a little bit more disappointing and lukewarm than he probably was. he was sent off favourite, and he can only finish fourth, as I said, beyond Total Reality. But to be fair, that was his first run on this racetrack for about 3 months, and he might have just needed that race. And with that run under his belt, hopefully he can get back to winning ways here tonight. As I said, he's got a fantastic course record, 2 wins, 3 places in 6 starts, and he's sure to give you a good run for your money, Hawkswood, in a really, really bad race. If you can get sort of 5-1 for him each way, I think he looks safe, an investment in the 8.15.
Okay, the penultimate race is the 8.45. This is a handicap over 1.5 miles. And the favourite for this one this morning is High Net Worth, who's currently 13-8. Finally broke a run of runner-up efforts when winning at the course last week. Stepping up a trip on that occasion and steps up again, so perhaps needs further. And he's got Tom Madden in the saddle as well, Andy, who I'm sure will have caught your attention.
Yeah, this is a good jockey booking here, isn't it, for this horse, who travelled really smoothly to victory here the other day. What actually was quite a bad maiden, he had every chance on the book, and he took advantage of that. He probably didn't have actually his stamina tested fully, because it didn't go overly quick, and he's been running over 7 furlongs in a mile previously. He had enough turn of foot down the lane to see off several horses who just hadn't got a change of gear. This is going to be a more sterner test tonight. He's up in trip to 1.5 miles. And the key is, if Todd Madden could get this all settled, because he did race for the choke out for a large majority of that race through the week. He's certainly a classy individual, potentially well handicapped off 79. I certainly wouldn't put you off him. But at the prices, I was quite surprised that Joanne Buck was putting such a big number this morning with most bookmakers, ran about 6-7-1. And I think he's probably the way I'd play this race, just on a pure value ground. He was very unlucky last time out behind That's Plenty in a wildly competitive handicap here on the same night that High Net Worth run. They both ran virtually identical circuit times as well. 2.03.1 High Net Worth, 2.03.4 Joanne Back. And Joanne Back's number there was obviously impeded as well through that race, so he probably could have gone a little bit quicker. So on my figures, there's not a great deal between these two. But on the betting, there is 2-1 High Net Worth this morning. As I said, Joanne Back's around about a 6-1 chance. I don't think there's that much between them. So I'm going to go with Patrick Harney's 4-year-old each way with the dead eight runners, and hopefully he pulls off a little bit of a mini shock.
Okay, the final race is the 9.15. We finish with a maiden over 1.5 miles, and She's No Joke is the favourite, 6-4, the price of the Fahey filly. But she steps up markedly in trip here, Andy, and I suppose that could bring out further improvement in her, but is 6-4 a little bit too short?
It's probably about the right price, Mark, if I'm being honest. I mean, the opposition looks fairly weak. Obviously, Tommy Stack's got a horse there in that race, a Kentucky Woman, who could improve. She's been running quite well on the grass, but at the same time, she's no great shakes. Mickey Halford's got a horse who's been running in bumpers. We've got an unraced horse of Ken Condon's as well. And the two horses around here last week offer up a little bit of recent form, Aramax and Papa Billy from the James Lamb stable. But She's No Joke really should have won at least one of her races up to now. That run on her second start when she was second here behind Veronica Falls, it's still one of the mysteries of the turf, how it never managed to win that day. It went through the race sauntering all the way down the lane, and just didn't quite have enough proportion in the latter stages to get the job done. Again, another good run on the turf last time out behind a horse of Andrew Oliver's called Al Marac. Again, I think that form is totally believable. Could have done with a slightly better draw. Trap 12 will give Ronan Whelan one or two headaches in the early stages to try and drop this horse in from the outside perch. But provided he gets a bit of cover early and he gets her to settle, she should have enough class to overcome what looks a fairly modest bunch of opponents in the final race.
Okay. As always, and Andy, let's just have a quick summary of your selections for Dundalk, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, not a bad little card tonight, Dundalk. Hopefully the figures will start working out quite nicely. So far, race to start with. Front three in the market. All got chances on bits and pieces, therefore. But I'll go with Beauty's Forte to turn the form around with Casa de Largo. Have a nice day. It was much better drawn tonight. Who ran a blinder the other night 2 days ago. Hopefully he'll get his head in front tonight in the 6.15. He certainly deserves to. Magnolia Beach is my nap in the 6.45. He ran an eye-catching race first time out. Was a bit unlucky. In the 7.15, I'll stick with the inform Happy Anniversary with that man in the moment, Tom Madden, on board, taking a valuable 7 off. TJB ran really well in a much better race than tonight in the 7.45. He looks good there. Hawkswood should give you a good run for your money each way in the 8.15, as he always does. I've got the 8.45 between High Net Worth and Joanne Back on the figures, but at the prices, I'll have to go with Joanne Back, the bigger price to the pair. And in the final race, she's no joke, hopefully won't live up to her name in the finale.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck with your selections at Dundalk this evening, and enjoy the action.
Will do. Cheers, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.